Massino turned in his letter of resignation after being told his position would get eliminated in the upcoming school year. The 5th through 12th grade music teacher has been at the school for 2 years. The impression he's made in that time showed at Wednesday's meeting.
Taking away Mr. Massino, that would be kind of like heartbreaking to all of us.
7th grader Trigvi Backey is one of Massino's students. So is Haley Boron, who said Massino has pushed the music program to a higher level. She said some of her friends have told her that without Massino, they might give up band.
It terrifies me and other people to think that some very talented musicians are willing to let go what they love, and what our school loves and what the town loves, because people tear up at our concerts. They love us. We have such a great reputation.
Penny Fossman urged the board to look at other options for cutting the budget.
I think that I speak for everybody who's here, that we as a community value music and we don't want to see cuts made to our program.
The question on the table for the school board was whether to accept Massino's resignation. In his resignation letter, Massino makes it clear that he did not want to give up his position. He writes that he decided to resign after learning his job would be cut due to the budget situation.
This is one of the most difficult things administrators have to do.
Superintendent Tony Habra is going through his first budget cycle at Haynes School.
I know that you care about Jason. I care about Jason. But that's not what this is about. This is about making the best choices for all of the students here and maintaining fiscally responsible choices.
The school district is facing a $360,000 budget deficit and needs to save money somehow. Habra says eliminating Massino's position will save about $90,000. Here's board member Sarah Chapel.
This is the stuff, right, we've been talking about for the last several years. Eventually, we're going to have to make tough decisions, and apparently we're there.
Habra promised that the music program will not be diminished, despite the cut. Administrators plan to have an existing teacher take on music classes. Habra says that means some less popular classes will be dropped to make room in that teacher's schedule. School Board President Anne Marie Palmieri reiterated that the music program is not going away.
So one of the things that the board has always said is we want to retain a high quality music program, and that's the direction that we've given to the administration. And we've come to a point where we're talking about a position, not a person.
The board voted 5-2 to accept Massino's resignation. Brian Clay and Lisa Schwartz were opposed. Later in the meeting, the board talked about how the process to get to this point could have been more transparent. Habra did hold meetings earlier this year to hear from the public about what budget cuts they would be okay with. Hardly anyone showed up. But Habra did not indicate at the time that the music teacher was on the chopping block. Pam Long regularly attends school board meetings, including Habra's budget meetings.
To me personally, it did feel a little bit like I was trying to be involved and informed, and then this thing happened while I turned away.
What the music program will look like without Massino may be more clear early next week. Habra says at that time, the administration will be ready to announce who will take over next year's music classes. But many parents and students say Massino will be hard to replace. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.